Now turning to church news, one of the most popular fathers of modern Christian theology, known and read far beyond Birmingham, where he was a humble parish priest, the process for the cause of the beatification of Cardinal John Henry Newman could be entering its final stages. To find out more, we spoke to Peter Jennings, spokesperson for the Newman cause based at the Birmingham Oratory founded by Cardinal Newman.
On the 24th of April, the Consulta Medica, appointed by the Congregation of Saints, looked at the case of a deacon, Deacon Jack Sullivan, who's a married deacon, 69-year-old deacon from the Archdiocese of Boston in Massachusetts, United States of America. And they said that his cure of a serious spinal disorder, which took place on the 15th of August in the year 2001, the Feast of the Assumption 2001, that was inexplainable, humanly speaking. So therefore, they have now completed their work. And the next step will be that the Theological Commission, appointed by the Congregation of Saints, meets.
Can you give us any clues at all as to when we might see blessed Cardinal John Henry Newman?
The Pope, I would think, if all the steps are completed satisfactorily, Pope Benedict XVI could sign the decree sometime later this year. And then I would be looking to have Newman's beatification in early spring 2009.
You say there's worldwide interest in the figure of Cardinal Newman. What is his legacy today? What does he have to say to Catholics today?
I think one of the great things about Cardinal Newman was at the time of the Second Vatican Council, he was known by many of the fathers of the Council as the invisible father of the Council. Such was his influence of his writing, his theological works, and so on. He's certainly the greatest churchman, English churchman, of the 19th century. And I think that his writings and so on tell us much today. But also I think that people forget that he's also was a humble parish priest. Even when he was a cardinal, he lived at the Oratory House in Edgbaston, and he used to go and visit the sick of Edgbaston and Ladywood. He'd hear confessions, and when there was a cholera epidemic, he went and visited people. So he was a humble parish priest as well as being a great writer and thinker of the church. Also, I think when Newman died on the 11th of August 1890, his funeral was the following week, the following Monday, the 19th of August 1890, and 15,000 ordinary people from Birmingham lined the route from the Oratory Church in Edgbaston right out to the outskirts of Birmingham. It was then in the country, the Oratory House at Rednal, where the little graveyard is, where most of the fathers of the community are buried, and Newman's buried there. And they just lined the route to pay their respects. And at the time, the major newspapers in England, for example, the Times and other major newspapers, in their editorials said that even if Newman is never canonised by the Catholic Church, then he's a saint in the minds of the ordinary people of England.